Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
What's the matter?
And the fact that 80% of Americans think this is okay, do you realize what you're subjecting yourself to when you do this?
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Over 8 in 10 Americans think it's okay to send back a dish at a restaurant.
Ooh. I've seen people do it, and it is embarrassing.
Okay. Embarrassing is, yes, you're right. Watching somebody, excuse me, this is not what I... That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
The bigger risk, I would think, is the next dish that's coming out after you send that dish back.
Well, that's always the fear.
Are you out of your effing mind?
I know.
Okay, if 80% of Americans think it's okay to send back a dish at a restaurant, that means the other 20% of Americans have worked in a restaurant before.
Yes, and or at least know what's coming.
Yes.
Or possibility of what's coming.
Okay, like you and I, we've had this discussion on the air before, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There are two kinds of people in this world. There are people who look at going out and spending money at a restaurant as everything I want better be exactly how I want it because I am giving you money.
I'm paying your salary.
And then there are people like you and I who look at going out to a restaurant as a roll of the dice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
Ideally, it goes well, but if it doesn't, I have gambled, and I've gambled poorly.
Yeah.
Right? And I get that there are some circumstances where you'd absolutely have to. Like allergy stuff, fine.
Okay, life and death have a situation. Yeah. Your health.
Maybe kid stuff, because you know how finicky kids can be about things not exactly the way they want them. I would understand that. And here's the thing. Like, even if it's the totally wrong order, I've eaten the completely wrong order because I didn't want to speak up and be like, you brought out.
There's a fear of speaking up. There's also the fear of, did I mistakenly order something I didn't mean? Do you know what I mean? How sometimes you read something and you're like, maybe this isn't what I thought it was, but I'll eat it anyway.
Because like, if that's the case, and you go, excuse me, I got the wrong
thing.
And
they're like, no, that's it.
You look dumb.
Yes, exactly.
No, sir, you've never actually seen what these enchiladas are supposed to look like. Have you ever sent a dish back in your life?
No, but my family members have. My family members are asses, and they do it. And what's really embarrassing to me is when I see a grown-ass man send a meal back.
What do you mean by that?
A man. You can't eat that steak?
Wait.
You can't eat that? It's too raw for you. Your little tummy gonna hurt. Anytime I think it's like the biggest wuss move is to watch a grown-ass man send a meal back.
If the steak is too rare, he's a wuss. Let me ask you a question. Because you like your meat like I like my meat. Bleh-day.
Yeah.
Okay. If it comes out, you order it rare, and it comes out overdone.
Yeah. I'm just going to eat the steak.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if you... And it's usually the other way. Oh, it's too much fat on it. It's too runny. It's picky eaters. Right?
Yeah, it is weird how you can get to a point in your life as an adult and still be a picky
eater. Oh, it's bloody.
Yeah. Says man who eats fennel every day.
Raw fennel. Bloody ass fennel, son. This fennel don't run.
But wait. But wait, you're saying then it's okay for a woman to do it? It stands out more when you see a man do it?
Most picky eaters I know are women.
Thoughts, Kimmy?
I mean, I can name the pickiest eater in this room, and it's not me.
You're talking to the shop vac over here.
No, I'm asking Kimmy's opinion of your friends that you have, both male and female.
The person I know that will send a meal back is somebody that's worked in a restaurant.
That's insane to me.
It is.
But the drill, man.
You're 100% right, but I'm always surprised at like the people who have had a lot of restaurant experience will sometimes be the first people to speak up they'll speak up on behalf of somebody else, and I'll be like, no. Yeah. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. It's fine. I don't care. Like, please just leave it alone.
And you know, I've done stuff to food to customers.
I'm aware.
Not proud.
I'm aware. No, you are proud because you came back. You said the guy came back and said it was the best steak he ever had in his life. You're laughing about it now. You can't giggle like a schoolgirl as if you're watching the live stream. He may be having a heart attack right now and be like, not proud of it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Over 8 in 10 Americans think it's okay to send back a dish at a restaurant. I am stunned yeah. that the number yeah. is that
so
high.
So it must happen a lot.
Unless, like, there's something... Even if there's something gross on the plate, I still think I'm just eating around it.
I'll take hair out.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have to... There are some things
I
where...
mean, it would have to be, like, the world's biggest pubes. Right?
Like, it'd have to be so obvious.
By the way, if it's the world's biggest pube, you just put that to the side of the road. You got a business opportunity, buddy. Stop and see the world's biggest pube. And time you lay. All right, let me ask you a question.
What?
All right. Fingernail in your salad. You sending it back?
I probably just won't eat.
All right, so you're just going to push it away.
I think I'm just going to push it away.
All right. No. All right, you order a steak,
mm-hmm.
and it comes with a roll and a separate plate.
Mm-hmm.
There's blood on the roll. Which, by the way, one of the least popular Michael Jackson albums. The blood may have come from the steak.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like what's running off the steak.
I mean, it would have to be to the point of, like, I'm going to get, like, a blood poisoning. Yeah, maybe. But it would have to be down to that.
You could get all kinds of stuff yeah. from eating stuff that came in contact with people's blood.
I know, but I'm just thinking,
blood,
like...
I don't think you'd get blood poisoning from eating other people's blood.
I thought that's how you get it.
No, blood poisoning you get from, like lead.
Like, if you lick blood, no. you get blood poisoning.
No, if that was the case, my entire teens... Never mind. No, you. The blood poisoning happens to your own blood.
Oh. I thought you ate, like nasty-ass, like... blood.
When would you eat nasty? Okay. Yeah, bro, I know. Yeah, I got it. But I'm saying
I'm down south, man.
We would all be dead if you got blood poisoning from eating. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So I've worked in, I've hostessed, I've waitressed in numerous restaurants, I've bartended, now I teach, but I don't do it often, but I have returned food. I think it's how it's done. It's the attitude. It's how you word things to the server.
This is chicks eating out.
You are paying. You're paying for a service.
Okay. In Jennifer's defense, like, this is the argument.
She can't hold a job. She's had 10 jobs. She can't commit to a meal.
She holds up three fingers and goes, she's had 10 jobs.
I know. So this is, I mean, Jennifer reminds me a lot.
I was in college that I did that.
Yeah, Tommy.
Jennifer reminds me a lot of my friends who have worked in the restaurant industry. Like, this is, they are very particular about the way things come out because I feel like they've worked in it. They know how it's supposed to be.
Okay,
they've dealt with customers.
We can figure this out, Kimmy. We can figure this out. Yeah. Jennifer, what's your favorite food?
I don't know. I just like good food as long as it's.
Okay, let's say you ordered a hamburger. It comes out. I'm going to be the waiter mm-hmm. that brought you your hamburger. Jennifer, you are upset that something is wrong with your hamburger, and you're going to show us how to do it the right way. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. I come out. I got my towel over my arm. Yeah. Hello. Oh, ma'am, how's your burger? You haven't touched it yet. Is everything okay?
Well, I tried it, and it's a little bloody for me.
Oh, you bitch!
I told you. I told you, man. Pinky ass eater.
I know.
All right, Jennifer. Well, listen, you do you. Just don't eat whatever comes back out of the kitchen.
I really don't make a point of doing it, but if, you know, I feel like if you are buying something, you know, it should be done correctly if that's how you ask. I mean, mistakes happen in a restaurant, too. Like, I've made a mistake as a waitress and, you know, put something in wrong.
All right.
So it could have been a mistake,
right,
you know?
Well, Jennifer, you keep destroying the dreams of waitstaff across the greater Rochester. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. There goes Jennifer. Why do you hated her immediately.
Dude, she proved my point, man. It's everything I said in one woman.
But she's also telling it to you from the perspective of somebody that's worked as a waitress.
All 10 women.
So it is interesting. It's an interesting side-by-side because I would think that somebody who's worked in that industry would just absolutely despise anybody who sent something back. But according to her, there are some exceptions.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.